Let's get the business news from Brian Finn.
Thank you, Rachel. Markets across Europe are expected to open between 0.5% and 1% higher on news of that deal concluded on the Cypriot bailout overnight. Asian markets climbed on the news and the euro retreated from four-month lows against the dollar reached last week. The deal will see senior bondholders in one of Cyprus's banks effectively wiped out. Now, increased consumer spending here and investment at the back end of last year boosted business confidence in the first quarter of 2013. That's according to the business sentiment report from employers group IBEC. Its chief economist Fergal O'Brien is here. Fergal, most indicators are up in the survey. Some of them are at their highest levels since your survey began 4 years ago. To what can this enthusiasm be attributed?
Good morning, Brian. How are you? Irish CEOs are more confident in the first quarter of this year. I suppose when we look back in 2012, it was comforting to see the economy growing by about 1%, but we were losing momentum in the second half of the year, particularly on the export side. And it's positive to see that the export sentiment is now higher. It's also very significant that we're continuing to see further evidence of this rebalancing in the economy. So we had a number of years when the economy started to grow that all of that activity was coming from the export economy. Now the domestic economy is clearly stabilised. Again, we saw that in the evidence of last week's numbers. And we're seeing further carry through into 2013 in terms of more confidence around domestic sales and activity, which is quite positive.
Now, the export sector levelling off a little bit, but job creation is surging ahead in that sector. Is that the only sector that's recording growth in job creation?
On a net basis, it most likely is. We are seeing job announcements based in the domestic economy. We see that about one in four of our CEOs plan to hire new staff over the next quarter. So again, that is quite positive. We saw 8,000 net new jobs in the private sector last year. Again, it looks like that momentum is carrying into 2013. We would expect to see further improvement in private sector employment in particular. You'll get pockets of job creation in the domestic economy, but it still is a tough trading environment for many people. We still have some business failures and we still are seeing some job losses. On a net basis, it looks like most of the job creation will still be happening in the export sector.
You mentioned consumer spending and it's up, but some people would be surprised to hear that given that figures around Christmas show that the spending wasn't as good as it was thought. And following the budget, it didn't exactly encourage consumers back out onto the high street.
The overall fundamentals of the consumer situation are stabilising. When I look at the consumer space, I tend to focus on what we call the core retail sales. So if you strip out the very volatile car sector, and again, there's reasons why that's even more volatile this year with the change in the car regs. But overall, that core retail sales has been up now for about 5 or 6 months in a row. So there is a bit of stabilisation and recovery coming. The budget is always a very nervous time for people. I think when they sat down at the end of it, the property tax, I think psychologically is a big issue. Again, when we quantify the overall cost of the property tax, it's going to be in the region of about 100 to 150 euros extra on average this year compared to what people were paying last year in terms of property charges. But overall, again, looks like we're seeing stabilisation in the domestic economy. Investment is improving all the time. We saw that again in terms of the actual national accounts data last week. The businesses that are finding demand externally in particular, they're reinvesting in equipment and machinery. So domestic demand is now contributing to the economy, as is the export sector as well.
Very quickly, I'll ask you about Cyprus. We're very exposed to events happening internationally. Will that see a return to stability in the Eurozone?
It's been a nervous couple of weeks, absolutely. So I think it's very positive this morning to see that, thankfully, we have a deal out of Cyprus. We're not going to have any member leaving the Eurozone. When we look across at all of these bailout programmes, be it in Iceland, be it in Ireland, be it in Portugal, none of them are painless, unfortunately. And this is going to bring a lot of difficulty for the Cypriot economy overall, for the Eurozone economy. It is positive, and hopefully we can move on now to trying to get growth going right across Europe, because that's very much what we need.
OK, Fergal O'Brien, Chief Economist at IBEC, thank you for that. On the currencies this morning, the euro has slightly pared back some of the earlier gains. It's trading at just below $1.30 and at 85.3 pence sterling.
Brian, thank you.